Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Ian, Skyler, and Aria with you in the studio here. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online, of course, anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go way back, all the way to 2006. If you want to download more Free Talk Live than you could probably even listen to, we got it all, and it's free. At freetalklive.com. You know, we were just talking about the D.C. cops, the D.C. National Guard, about 4,900 of them are still in the streets there. They're expecting something to happen tomorrow, but other people are saying, no, nothing's going to happen because there's a theory, a conspiracy theory, that Donald Trump will take office, you know, tomorrow. And there's, you know, I'm not expecting really anything to happen here except for the continued militarization, the continued police state that we're seeing being built up all around us. This is important for the police state to actually get away with having police constantly in the streets, having checkpoints. Maybe they want to make this the new normal in D.C.
Yep.
And then if it's the new normal in D.C., we'll start to see it in other cities elsewhere. So that's a possibility. But there is at least a little bit of good news. According to also thehill.com, threats to the Capitol prompt the House to cancel their Thursday votes.
Well, shoot.
So, I mean, at least they're going to put off whatever it was they were going to do for one more day.
Which is nothing.
You know, if that's going to... I don't support threatening anybody, but if they're not working, then they're not hurting people.
Well, you know, if they're not working, they shouldn't be getting paid.
Well, I agree with you there, and that's one of the things
that's hurting us.
That's one of the nice things about being here in New Hampshire, though, is at least the state representatives only get paid $100 a year plus a gas stipend.
Right.
And that really, it does help keep those people a little more closer to earth. Like, they're not totally up in their heads that they're, you know, power-mongering sickos. There's 400 of them, so they know they don't have a whole lot of power.
Agreed.
Individually. Now, the senators are another story. There's only 24 of those. But they also only get paid $100 a year.
Yep, that's a government of the people, by the people. You know, that's how it should be.
It's still mostly old people, but nonetheless, it is nice that they don't get paid a whole lot. I think it's still $100 too much, personally, but you know what? It's still the lowest. I think it's probably the lowest amount of any other state legislature across the United States. I know New Mexico is also very, very low, so it might be a close one with them. But that's good because, you know, we've got this large so-called citizen legislature, and it means that they're accessible. You can actually talk to these people. They don't, you know, maybe some of them think they're better than you, but they know, you know where they live.
I haven't seen it that way, to be completely honest. I was at the Wyndham Select Board office to talk about the voter irregularities that happened, and I was sitting with a couple state reps. We had an event up at Fun Spot with Absolute Defiance and Breaking the Flaw.
Yeah, I was there.
We had our unmasked event. You know, we have permission from the ownership to gather there unmasked.
Fun Spot, by the way, for those that don't know, is an arcade. It's supposedly the world's largest. Some dispute that, but it's definitely big.
It's in Laconia, New Hampshire, and the ownership supports us gathering there and being free people. So,
yeah, I love it.
Last Sunday, we had, what, 12 state reps and one state senator.
Yeah.
And
well, there's no doubt. Like, there's some of them that are good people and they actually love liberty. But of 400, there's got to be some of them that, you know, think their S doesn't stink.
Oh, yeah.
Those people are
no
there.
No question.
In fact, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does a great job. Are you familiar with this organization?
I've heard the name, but I don't know exactly what they do.
Check them out, nhliberty.org. What they do, well, they do a few different things, but the key things that they do is they rate all the state representatives. So they look at how they vote on key pieces of legislation, and they say, did you vote pro-freedom or did you vote anti-freedom? And they go down the list, and this is a huge undertaking with 400 state reps. They
Super
do it
cool.
every year, and then they come out with a report card at the end of the year, and they say, all right, well, here are the A-plus reps, here are the A-reps, here are the A-minus, and they go down the list, and then they award one state rep the highest ranking, which is like Liberty Legislator of the Year. And Mike Silvia, who was there at that event, was the Liberty Legislator of the Year a couple years ago. So he's top of the top.
Top-notch guy.
Yeah. And they gave out, I think, French, who was the state senator, Harold French. He was there at the thing on, I saw him, and he, I believe, won the Liberty Legislator, or the Senator Legislator of the Year, Liberty Senator of the Year. So there's really some good people here in New Hampshire, and the more people that we can get to come here that can migrate here as part of the either the Free State Project or people who don't join anything, just come here and
keep us free.
And, yeah, help keep New Hampshire the freest state. We might have gone down a notch this year with all the COVID stuff.
I agree.
I'm a little concerned about the rankings when they come out in 2022.
That's our rhino governor pandering to the left so that he can secure his Senate seat and get the big corruption money in 2022. That's his plan. He wants to take Maggie Hassan's seat and get up, you know, where your base pay is $174,000, but somehow in a few years' time you become worth $27 million.
Is that what happened with her?
That's what happens with all these senators. I mean, if you look at their net worth, like, look any of them. Mm-hmm. Look at their net worth based on their yearly pay and ask yourself where the rest of that money's coming from, because they're all millionaires. It's all special
interests.
Yep.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Yep. Log rolling, etc. Yep.
All the foundations and the donations and they're just disgusting. Passing money back and forth, and they're all getting richer.
It's your money.
That's right. Yeah. We're all getting poorer, and there's no end in sight.
Nope.
And they're squeezing it for everything they can because we're circling the drain right now.
Yeah, the only end that...
Man, banks are stupid.
They're stupid.
Now, that has nothing to do with what we were just talking about. But that's why you were stepped away for just a moment there. You're dealing with a bank.
How hard is it to put the right name on the sender of a transfer? How hard is that?
Wire transfer?
They got the account number right.
Oh, God.
But they didn't use the wrong name,
so it bounced back?
Well, it hasn't bounced back. They're like, hey, can you prove this is you? And I'm like, yeah, sure, here's 50,000 documents, right?
Uh-huh.
Idiots.
Oh, God.
Idiots.
How do they make a mistake like that? This is literally your job to say, okay, this is the name on this account, and it's sending this money. We need to make sure that this name is the sender. But no, we're going to use the name on the savings account. For whatever reason, even though it's not coming out of savings, they're so inept.
Yeah, these bankers.
You had one job, bro.
Yeah.
You had one job. Like, you couldn't get it right.
So, the other thing I was telling you about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So they raid all the state reps every year, which is a huge undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so that also means they're tracking how all these reps vote, right? Because they have to know how they voted in order to rate them. And they also rate the legislation as well. So when the state reps put in their proposed bills, the guys and gals at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they actually read through, like, hundreds and hundreds, as many as they can. There's 800 of them, roughly, every single year to go through. That's a lot of legislation.
That's a lot of legislation.
And they go through all that, and they read through the bill, and they say, oh, this is pro-freedom. Vote yes. You know, this is a good thing to vote for. Or no, this is not pro-freedom. This is anti-freedom. This is something you should vote no on. And then they use those recommendations, which are, it's all volunteers that do this work. So if you're out there thinking this sounds like fun, because there's some people who really like to read laws, I can't stand it personally.
Is Daryl doing this?
Daryl
used to
do it.
Sounds like the kind of thing he'd be all over.
He used to be the number one,
I bet,
guy at doing this. I don't think he's doing it these days, but anyway, they always need help with this. NHLiberty.org, you can go there. It doesn't matter if you're in New Hampshire, you can help with this project from outside of New Hampshire if you really think it's a cool thing. And then they come up with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. They've got a recommendations, like a voting recommendation sheet, and they call it the gold standard. And they print this for every time the House and the Senate has a session. So every time there's a session, it used to be that they'd like go physically to the state house and they just stand out in front and hand them out as the state reps were going into the house. And I guess they're still doing that now, but they're going to a soccer field and it's
or the National Guard in Pembroke where they're making decisions behind closed doors.
Yeah, but they're still doing the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is still doing this work of rating the reps, rating the bills, and letting the reps know if they care about liberty, here's how you should vote, which is a huge burden and a huge level of work. So kudos to those folks over there. They do really amazing work. So that's something you can only get here in New Hampshire. There's that level of, you know, inside the system activism that doesn't exist anywhere else. There's no liberty movement that is as strong as what we have here.
No, and that's why people should come here, because there is actually stuff happening. There are actual attempts to keep the government from doing things that are anti-liberty. And when they do things that are anti-liberty, we go out and we protest those and often get arrested.
Yeah. Right. And some of the other cool things that go on here are crypto and gold.
Goldbacks.
Goldbacks just came out. New Hampshire Goldback came out today.
Ooh, baby.
So that's very exciting. And you said you've got people with questions about that.
I do have Skyler. Some people. They have a ton of people that are interested. I have people that have questions. So
let's hit some of those up coming up here. We'll talk about that, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Skyler,
and Aria.
And, of course, you can join us. You can bring up anything that you want. We were just talking briefly about some of the things that make what we're doing here in New Hampshire pretty special. And besides the activists who are willing to do the dirty work of politics, the activists who are willing to do the brave work of actually standing up and, you know, standing up for freedom and possibly being arrested for it. We got that, too. And we got the activists that are doing the work of changing perceptions when it comes to money. And this is one of the most important, I think, forms of activism right now and has been for a long time. We've been very successful at it here in Keene, New Hampshire, making it one of the most cryptocurrency accepting places on the planet. Where you can actually go and spend.
Per capita.
Real life, you can go and spend at something like a dozen businesses, like, you know, brick and mortar, family, mom and pop businesses.
I bought some sandwiches today with crypto.
So did I.
And that's not unusual.
Yep, that's right. Almost every day I am out there buying something with cryptocurrency. So we're doing some cool stuff here. In New Hampshire, it's welcomed. New York, on the other hand, not so much. The New York Attorney General is now warning the cryptocurrency industry, play by the rules or we'll shut you down.
Dun, dun, dun.
And, of course, these are rules that they're going to make up on the fly and bend as they desire.
Right, for their buddies, you know.
Yeah, much like our governor.
Of course, their buddies will be paying big money in order to get the approvals, which New York, of course, did the Bitcoin license or whatever, the Bit license, as they called it, back in 2015. So they've had serious Bitcoin regulations in place for more than half a decade.
Versus New Hampshire, which I believe has made it against the law for the banking industry to regulate cryptocurrency.
I don't know exactly what the state statutes said. There was what happened in New Hampshire was there was a piece of legislation that passed that sort of inadvertently put some restrictions on crypto, and that was undone here in New Hampshire. It was one of the few things that Sununu got right before he went totally, completely power mad this last year. But he, you know, deserves credit for signing that particular bill. And so Bitcoin, New Hampshire isn't the best state for crypto, but it's probably like the second best. Wyoming has had a whole big crypto package that went through over the last few years, which is why you're seeing crypto exchanges like Kraken show up in Wyoming and are now registered banks.
But how many actual Wyoming crypto users do you have in Wyoming?
I don't know. You don't have that many people.
I'm still wondering that, too.
There's a wide gulf between like the crypto industry and development and all the like geeky stuff that goes on and the actual activism on the ground getting people to use it. And New Hampshire is far and away the place to be for that. So New York Attorney General, this is according to NBCNews.com, Letitia James sent a blistering warning to investors and industry members on Monday about cryptocurrencies. Quote, "We are sending a clear message to the entire industry that you either play by the rules or we'll shut you down," she said in a press release. The warning from James, which addressed individual investors and cryptocurrency industry members, comes amid a major start to 2021 for digital assets like Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency surged to a new all-time high above $58,000 in February, garnering attention from Wall Street banks, companies like Tesla, and even the U.S. government. Bitcoin, which was created in 2009, has evolved from a protest against the banking system to something of a digital gold that is beginning to catch on with mainstream investors. Now, I wouldn't call it an evolution in that particular case. I would say Bitcoin has devolved from its original intention. I'm speaking specifically of Bitcoin BTC, the original, you know, the granddaddy of all these cryptocurrencies out there. It was originally supposed to be peer-to-peer electronic cash. That's what Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator, which we still don't know who this person is, had titled the white paper, Peer-to-Peer Electronic Cash. And now the people pushing it, now the programmers behind it, the people who are out there, you know, for Bitcoin officially or whatever, unofficially, they're promoting it as digital gold. They're saying it's a store of value. It's not supposed to be money. And that's not what the original vision for it was. And
don't care. They just want to make money.
That's right. Investment banks like J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have shown interest in the asset class. In fact, I've got another headline from Cointelegraph.com. J.P. Morgan, the very same bank where their CEO Jamie Dimon has attacked verbally Bitcoin multiple times over the last several years, now the very same J.P. Morgan is sending notes to clients suggesting that a 1% portfolio allocation to Bitcoin would serve as a hedge against fluctuations in traditional asset classes such as stocks, bonds, and commodities.
Oh, wow. So they're finally coming around. You're only like 8 years late, but whatever.
Yeah, better late than never. I mean, I'm not going to say it's bad news that this is happening. I mean, I'm glad that they've changed their
position.
Does this
mean they're going to stop closing our accounts for helping people get this Bitcoin?
I doubt that.
Well, then they should reconsider their position.
I'm curious about the restrictions that or the taxes that are going to come along with the restrictions in New York.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good question. If I were in New York, I wouldn't want to find out,
right.
And I'd leave New York as soon as possible.
Yesterday.
I mean, I don't know what all it takes for New York, whatever the liberty lovers are that are in New York, to actually want to leave. Because, I mean, things were bad before 2020.
Right.
And now they're immeasurably worse.
And we're not that far away, bro.
Right. Yeah, what, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you're on Western New York, 10 hours or
yep.
something like that. Come on over. You don't have to travel that far. The weather's about the same. If you're
yep.
by the lake, it's actually better in New Hampshire because you don't have the lake effect.
Crime is much lower.
Yeah. Well, a lot lower. Like, New Hampshire's the least crimey place. As far as, like, violent crime, murders.
Second only to Maine.
They kind of go back and forth.
Yeah.
Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. Anyway, Bitcoin, again, investment banks are now showing interest in the asset class. Plus, companies like MasterCard have made significant moves to support cryptocurrencies, which, again, is a big change. I remember it wasn't more than 2 years ago, I think, that we were reporting that MasterCard was talking crap about Bitcoin. And now they're saying they're going to help their merchants accept cryptocurrency.
Well, didn't they say that Bitcoin wasn't among the cryptocurrencies they were looking at?
Well, they shouldn't, because it would be stupid to, you know, facilitate their businesses to accept Bitcoin, because once you actually go to spend the Bitcoin, you're going to find out that there's a $20 fee to try to spend it. At least that's what it was today.
I got a $4 fee today.
You did it on the low side.
Ah.
You didn't set it to, like, maximum.
It wasn't urgent.
Yeah. Investment bankers, again, Tesla invested $1.5 billion into Bitcoin in February, which, by the way, after they did that, the price was continuing to go up, and so Tesla's now apparently made more money, you know, in theory, on, you know, they haven't sold their Bitcoin yet, but if they were to have sold their Bitcoin, they would have made more money on Bitcoin than selling cars.
It was fascinating to see how the media was like, hey, look, Tesla already made all this money on Bitcoin, and of course, Bitcoin went down, as mm-hmm. it does, and they're like, oh, this was a stupid decision for Elon Musk. Like, the same news outlets were running these two different stories,
yep.
and of course, now that it's back up, they're like, oh, this was a good decision after all. It's like, maybe you should just let Elon Musk worry about Elon
yeah.
Musk.
I was just going to say, fun fact is, Nancy Pelosi, just a couple days before Joe Biden signed an executive order to make all government vehicles green vehicles, mm-hmm. electric vehicles, she invested $1.5 million in Tesla.
Oh, interesting.
Who do you think is going to make those government vehicles, my friend?
Uh-huh. Yep.
The rich get richer.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. That's not insider trading when they do it.
Right.
All right. 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. New York's planning another crackdown. If you're still there and you love crypto, you got to ask yourself, what are you doing?
Right.
This is Free Talk.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is urging Democratic House leaders to stick together to help fight the issues that America continues to face.
You, this caucus, have shown the American people the difference between Democratic leadership and what we just had. Leadership makes a difference, and you're continuing to do so.
The U.S. Border Patrol says the SUV that was broadsided by a big rig after running a stop sign in Southern California, killing 13, was part of an immigrant smuggling operation. U.S. Customs and Border Enforcement says the Ford Expedition that was involved in the deadly crash yesterday was seen earlier that morning along with the Chevy Suburban drive into the United States from Mexico through a 10-foot wide breach in the border fence. The Suburban, which carried 19 people, caught on fire after entering the U.S. USA Radio News. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the nation is being sold a coronavirus rescue package, but will actually get a law that directs money elsewhere.
What they hear on the news is $1.9 trillion COVID relief. And people are like, okay, that's good because we need relief and $1.9 trillion is a lot of money and so forth. The problem is that's not what the bill is. That's what the packaging is. But on the inside, it's all kinds of other things. You know, ultimately, it aims to get money into the hands of Planned Parenthood.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. The Senate is considering the $1.9 trillion package that was passed by the House. The Pentagon's delayed response to the January 6th Capitol attack is coming into question during a Senate hearing today. Lawmakers wanting to know why it took them so long to deploy National Guard troops. Major General William Walker says he got an urgent call from the Capitol Police Chief seeking immediate help, but the request wasn't approved by the Pentagon for more than 3 hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Skyler.
And Aria.
And we will, of course, take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. We are talking about the sad state of affairs in the state of New York, which, of course, if you love freedom, you already knew that. You already knew that New York is the 50th most free state.
Ouch.
It's bad.
Ouch.
It's even worse than California at number 49.
Gross.
And you know if you can't even beat California, you are pathetic when it comes to freedom. And this is the based on the 50 freedom in the 50 states, which is it's a study that's done either yearly or every other year. And New York is so far down the list below 49 because they have like a numeric ranking that's different than the, like 1 through 50. It's like a score that they get as well, and it's just way down the list.
Do people like being oppressed?
I think some do.
Just like being controlled and told what to do in every aspect of their life.
Doesn't it make sense, right? Like, you and I, we and Aria, I'm sure, we were, I mean, I don't want to speak for you guys. Do you feel like you were born
defiant?
Like this?
I was born defiant, man.
I don't know if I was born defiant, but I became defiant at a very early age when I realized that the state was the ultimate person in control of me, not my parents, as one would have expected.
How old were you when you realized that?
I was in kindergarten, so
okay.
5 or 6.
So young.
And that's almost born that way. I mean, that's pretty close.
I mean, the state came, and they jerked me away from my crying mother as me and my mother both cried, and there was nothing she could do to prevent it. This caretaker, this person who gave me life, not the ultimate authority over me. It was this other figure, this this mythical thing called the state. And ever since that day, I've been questioning it. Why?
That's horrifying.
Why could someone do this?
That's horrifying. To have a child ripped away from you by the state.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I've never had kids, but I've had, you know, animals I care about, and I would be just as terrible,
right,
you know, if that happened. Any loved one, anything that you care about. But, you know, if there are people like us who were born this way, and I feel like, I mean, as long as I can remember, I haven't been like, I've never liked being told what to do. And, but I think that there must be the opposite of that. There must be people who were born to follow.
Born sheep.
Were born to be told what to do and that it makes them feel good.
I feel like that's probably the majority of people.
I wish it weren't true, but the evidence suggests that it is. And that doesn't make me happy. It's really unfortunate. But people seem to like to be told what to do. Now, whether it makes them feel safe or whatever it is that...
I mean, they could just keep being told what to do in the bedroom and actually live independently and freely outside of that.
They could.
It's true.
I mean, they absolutely must have to have someone tell them what to do. Okay, let's minimize the damage that you're causing to everyone else in society by doing this insanity.
Keep your submissiveness in the bedroom.
But they believe that everybody needs to be told what to do because it's for the good of society, and there's all this, you know, mythology that goes along.
I don't care about what's good for society. I care about what's good for me.
Indeed.
Agreed.
And I know they hate hearing that.
Right.
But that's the truth.
And it is the truth.
And who decides anyway what is good for society?
Well, right? The state.
Exactly. Yeah. So I wish it weren't that way, but, you know, all the evidence is, look around you. I mean, with all these people wearing masks, many of whom don't want to, but they're doing it because they're afraid. In fact, one of our, a friend of the show, I won't name names, he did say recently that he puts a mask on to go shopping because he doesn't want to have to, you know, he doesn't want to have to get into a conflict with somebody.
It creates, so, like, I'm a pretty confrontational person by nature. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid, you know, I don't back down from confrontations. I don't look for them.
Yeah.
But I don't back down from them.
If they find you, then you can,
I'm very strong-willed. I'm not intimidated by people. But I will tell you that just this whole mask thing and being forced to wear mask and knowing that if I don't put something on my face, it's going to lead to a confrontation. It might be a minor confrontation, it might be a major confrontation, but that is a choice that I have to make every time I walk into a store.
Yeah.
How is that fair? Like, it's sometimes it really gets, like, I'm sweating, like, dripping sweat in the store because I'm just waiting for somebody to accost me. You know, I went to a snowboard mountain the other day, and I had a guy literally chase me across the parking lot from, like, 30 feet away.
You're outdoors.
By myself, on public property, got inches from my face with his like, neck sock down below his nose and a snot dripping all on it to tell me to put my mask on. Like, and he got so close to me, like, I genuinely thought he was going to put his hands on me. It made me that.
Is
I was like.
Employee of
yes
the...
of Attitash Mountain, yeah, and I'm gonna send them a letter, trust me.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was accosted all day like that. If you guys haven't done mountain sports, it's a lot of work. When you get to the bottom of the mountain, you're exhausted. I mean, like, sucking wind, dripping sweat, you know, and the moment you get to the bottom of the mountain, they're on you. Put your mask on.
You're outside.
I'm outside. I'm 60 feet from another human being. Can you just let me catch my breath? But they were relentless.
My God.
Relentless.
See, I mean, like, I know it's bad out there, but it's even worse sometimes than I even realize.
Yeah.
This is New Hampshire.
Right.
And people are acting like that.
And I had somebody have the gall to say to me, this is, and somebody I respect, she makes my coffees every day. Mm-hmm. And I told her I was headed to a protest at the governor's house. And she's like, don't you have something better to do? No, I don't have something better to do. This is the most important thing in my life.
Well, not only is it important from the, you know, the factor of you care about liberty, but literally there aren't that many things to do.
Right.
I mean, if you wanted to have something else to do, you'd be hard-pressed to find a thing to do because you sure can't go see a concert.
Right.
You know, you can't go to a dance club. You can't go to all kinds of things. You can't even do karaoke.
Can't go snowboarding without being accosted repeatedly.
Outside. In a park. I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Well, these people finally have a way to push people around.
Yeah.
Right.
It gives weak people a lot of power. I noticed that.
Yep.
And it's the really weak people who just love to drive that stuff down your throat because it's the first time, you know, these are the people that got pushed around in school or whatever, and I feel like it's the first time that they've had power to
really.
Yes, like, this is my chance. Now, I'm going to tell this guy. I'm not going to let him pay for his monster if he doesn't put a diaper on his face. Like,
Yeah, we had it happen twice in the last few days, and I consider that to be unusual. Like, normally we don't get these issues, but just today it happened. We happened to be going over doing some shopping at the Petco for a little coconut that you might see in the studio cam running around in here on occasion. And so we're at Petco, have no issues there. We've been in there multiple times. No one ever says anything there. And then there's an auto parts store right next door to it, Advanced Auto Parts. And we went over. I'm looking for something to split the DC, the lighter jack to multiple lighters, right? You typically would find something like this at a auto parts store. They happen to be sold out at Advanced Auto Parts, but they were fine. They didn't say anything to us. Bonnie and I were in there. We didn't have any masks on, and they said nothing. Didn't address it. They were totally courteous. Everything's fine. But they didn't have what I was looking for, so we went across the street to the Auto Zone, and we didn't even get 20 feet into the building before some blimp waddles up to us, and she starts to, she's got her mask on, and she's asking something about a mask. I'm like, I'm sorry, we're exempt. Because I'm always courteous about it. Like, I'm always nice about it. Like, sorry, we're exempt. And then she starts going off about how, well, I don't want to get into an argument, but it's the city of Keene. They're requiring da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, no, that's not what the ordinance says. It says that there's an exemption, and because they're worried that if they let people in without a mask, they're going to get fined.
Right.
Because the city of Keene can fine a business over that, but not if the person is exempt.
Right.
So there's clearly a carve-out in the ordinance, but of course, either she doesn't know about it, or she doesn't care, one or the other.
Chances are she's never read it.
Oh, I'm almost guaranteed she's never read it.
So that's the thing that I have run into a lot, is that nobody knows what's on order. And when I say to them, because
this wasn't even the governor's order, this is the city ordinance.
Right.
Which came first.
I feel like the governor's order would supersede the city ordinance.
The governor's order actually allows as I understand it, the governor's order allows cities to have more stringent restrictions.
Oh, really?
It doesn't supersede. But either way, there's still, in both the governor's order and the city of Keene, there's still medical exemptions.
Right.
But it didn't matter to this lady. And so, she's like, well, you guys can go outside and I'll get whatever you need. And I, we'll just go somewhere else to get what we want. And she's like, well, I'm just doing my job. And
no,
those are
not
the rules.
It's,
I said, no, those aren't the rules. Those are your rules. Yeah. And I'll respect them. Have a nice day.
You can get one from Amazon for whatever it's worth.
Oh, yeah. I planned on doing it. We were just there. So check it out. 603-283-6160. Cryptocurrency, the new gold back, the New Hampshire gold back. We'd love to talk about that coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thanks to David R. Jeffries. He is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. David contributes at least $25 a month to the AMP program. And he's helping us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, helping us get on more radio stations around the country, and bringing new internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, he's doing $25 a month. That's way more than we ask. I appreciate it. But if you want to do it, it's only $5 a month. That's what we ask for you over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up. You can use debit card, credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. And I'll take goldbacks, too. You just got to email me about it, and then you have to ship them here because, you know, that's the one downside to precious metals is shipping it is costly. But if you got them in your pocket and you're standing in front of somebody, it's easier than crypto.
Yep.
Every time. So it's
sadly.
Well, I'm not sad about it. I know you said this in the interview in the video. By the way, the video is out now. I've been working on it for quite a while. Video that I recorded at ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was actually the last day of ForkFest. I recorded some interviews. You were one of the interviewees, Aria. Mm-hmm. Talking about the experience of accepting goldbacks as a vendor. You were selling wine for goldbacks.
The Reformed Satanic Church was.
Right, the Reformed Satanic Church.
And it's likely to do it again this year if I can find someone who will let me set up, like Mikey or someone who will let me set up my stuff there.
Right on. So you're not going to have it's not going to have its own tent?
It's a waste of money.
Gotcha. But you were selling, what was really remarkable was you were selling it for goldbacks, meaning that the price was priced in goldbacks. So yes. When you saw, you know, blood of Christ, and then there was a price next to it, it was one goldback. And
I also thought about getting some, you know, ordering some satanic goblets and like selling those for like 5 goldbacks with unlimited refills or something.
Ooh. That would be really cool. I think that's a good idea.
That is cool.
Yep.
Like, where would you get those from? Would you have them like custom made or something? Do they have satanic chalices out there?
Oh, good Lord, yes.
Yeah.
A variety.
I like this idea.
Yeah.
I have plenty already.
Okay. Cool. So we've been talking about money here, and we'll get deeper into the goldbacks in just a moment, because I know, Skylar, you've got people who've got questions about these things, and they're taking off in popularity. They cannot manufacture these things fast enough.
I believe that.
And they're going to be, like, tripling their manufacturing capacity in 2021. They're literally building new manufacturing facilities as we speak, because there's that much demand for these goldbacks. Anyway, New York, unfortunately, not a place where people want to do alternative currencies. Cryptocurrency users and businesses are being targeted by the Attorney General there, Letitia James, saying that they will sending a message to the entire industry that you either play by the rules or we'll shut you down, she said in a press release. Then the story from NBCNews.com talks about how Bitcoin hit a record high of $58,000 recently, and a bunch of big industry people, investor types, are getting into it. James told members of the crypto industry in New York that they must be registered with the Office of the Attorney General's Investor Protection Bureau. Parties that are obligated to register but fail to do so are subject to civil and criminal enforcement, she said in a statement. Monday's alert comes 2 weeks after the Attorney General filed a lawsuit against CoinSeed, which is a trading platform for digital currency. I've never heard of them, have you?
I have not, but I'm going to look into them this evening.
Indeed. James alleged the CoinSeed was operating a virtual currency trading business in New York, functioning as an unregistered broker-dealer for more than 3 years while collecting over $1 million in investors' assets. I'm going to say that's a little small time for a Bitcoin trading platform. $1 million?
Peanuts.
I'll have to look into these guys, too. Just see what they're about. Quote, we will not hesitate to take action against anyone who violates the law, she said. Too often, greedy industry players take unnecessary risks with investors' money. But today, we're leveling the playing field and issuing alerts to both investors and industry members across the nation, she added. She also told investors to be cautious about investing in cryptocurrencies. Quote, all investors should proceed with extreme caution when investing in virtual currencies. Cryptocurrencies are high-risk, unstable investments that could result in devastating losses just as quickly as they can provide gains.
So is the dollar.
Well, the dollars are going to guarantee a loss.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You get into crypto, there's a chance, and I would say a decent chance, that the price is going to go up. At least that's been the history of the last 12 years of it.
Right.
I'm expecting 70,000 before the Fork Fest.
Okay.
And 100,000 before the end of the year.
Four months away, okay.
Okay.
70,000, that'd be something worth celebrating at Fork Fest.
Oh, sure.
For sure.
I mean, it's already come close to 60,000. It was like 1,500 away from that.
So. Right. It was getting to the point, and it is to the point, where $1,000 and $2,000 is like no big deal.
I don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah. It's like that happens in 5 minutes. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. $300 or $400 can drop off the price in a second. Right. And you check again. Oh, it's back.
And it is coming back. It's crossed back over 50,000 just over the last 24 hours. So anyway, this is just tough talk here from this bureaucrat. And this is exactly what you should come to expect from a place like New York. Now, my question is this CoinSeed actually even based in New York? Or are they doing business in New York? And because they're not registered there, New York's coming after them. According to their website, at least I presume this is the same CoinSeed. I'm on coinseed.co. I'm not sure if these guys aren't a sponsor or anything like that, but it says they are a Delaware-registered U.S. corporation. So do they have an office in New York and they're a registered Delaware corporation? Because that's common. A lot of companies will register in Delaware because it's one of the more privacy-friendly corporate structures. But
I want to know what they do to keep banks from closing their accounts.
Give it time.
Well, a lot of these companies are super obedient when it comes to know your customer requirements, and they get all the government permission slips. Or I guess in CoinSeed's case, they didn't get New York's, but they go to like FinCEN, which is a federal government agency that regulates banks and financial. It's called the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and you can bend over for them and jump through all their hoops, and then they'll give you like their little license to be a money transmitter or whatever.
Selling Bitcoin isn't being a money transmitter.
It's not. But every bank thinks it is.
Mm. Well, they are stupid.
They just want their cut.
They don't care. They'll charge all the fees you want. They'll still just close your account. Doesn't matter how much money they're making off you.
Yeah, banks don't care. They don't want to deal with cryptocurrency clients. Not like us. So like we're the kind of clients who we just want to service people and get them crypto, and we want to get it to them as cheaply and as effectively as possible. And we don't believe in jumping through all these government hoops because even by the government system, we're not required to. Like, Right. Even if we were to care about following their rules, we're not doing what they call money transmission. And money transmission is a legal term. And what it means is if you want to send money somewhere, you go to MoneyGram or Western Union or something like that, and you say, I want to send this money down to Alabama to my cousin or whatever. Western Union is acting as a quote-unquote money transmitter legally because you're hiring them to take your value and give it to somebody else. So they're the third party in that transaction because you can't just give the money to your friend because you've got dollars and you haven't learned about crypto yet. I'm not talking in theory, you know about crypto.
Yeah.
But in theory, so you hire a money transmitter. When someone's buying cryptocurrency, if you were to go to Aria and say, I want to buy cryptocurrency for myself, there's no third party involved.
Right.
So therefore, there's no money transmitter. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it's not complicated, right? Like, I just explained to you what a money transmitter is.
It's just a sell of a product.
Right. But if you tell the same thing to the bankers when they're closing your account, which I've done. I've shown the bankers, hey, banker, here's the opinion from my attorney. Okay. Well, anybody can hire an attorney. Fine. Let's put that aside. Okay, so my attorney looked at the laws and said this and this and this, that, you know, what we're doing is not money transmission. Okay, well, okay, that's not good enough. Well, here's the opinion of the New Hampshire Banking Commission, the government agency that regulates you, saying that this is something they don't regulate. We don't, quote unquote, we don't regulate that, they said. In a hearing in front of the New Hampshire State House about cryptocurrency, when they were talking about selling crypto through vending machines,
if it was within their domain, they would regulate it.
Yeah. They haven't even sent a threatening letter because they don't regulate that. She said it's like a candy machine. It's like a vending machine. That's what it is. And selling in person is no different. When a machine sells you cryptocurrency, the machine is just a stand-in for me.
Sure.
The machine does the job that I would do, but I don't have to stand there at Murphy's Tap Room 10 hours a day and take money from people, right? Like the machine does it. So it's the same exact thing. So they don't regulate that. And I've shown them that information. I've given them the video footage of this bureaucrat testifying about this. I've shown them the document that they sent to a vending machine operator telling them that they don't regulate that. And the banks are like, well, we think it's money transmission, so account closed.
Just like that.
Our lawyers say it's a money transmission, so we're done. They just don't want to step in any area where they could get a spanking from the government. And they're afraid about it. Now, the federal government did step back in 2020 and actually told banks that it was okay to do business in crypto, that it was okay to use stable coins as sending money from bank to bank and things like that. So maybe we're going to start to see some changes. But banks, they don't change quick. There's more coming up here. Hour 3's next.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.